unusual for us to do a Christmas Eve service. We've not done one of those in the history of since we've been here at Impact Church, but we thought this year, with just all the peculiarity of what the last 2 years has been to our world and to our lives, that we just need to mix it up a little bit. So we're tomorrow morning, as Pastor Marichelle said, we're online tomorrow morning. And the reason we're online over the next few Sundays is really just to give people some space and some rest and time with your families and your friends. And we'll be onboarding online as a church and gathering online. That's not an unusual forum for us to gather on, and so we're utilizing that strategy over the next few Sundays. And then on Sunday the 9th of January we'll be live back here for our public gatherings on a Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us Christmas Eve, whether you're in the room or whether you're online with us tonight. We just appreciate you being with us for a few moments. We are going to finish within the hour tonight. Who thinks that's a good deal? Come on, because there's lots of important things happening that are going to happen later tonight, and so we just need to get you home is what we need to do. Grace Among Us is our theme for this Christmas period, this Christmas season all over December. Grace Among Us has been the thought that we've been running with as a church, and tonight I want to finish this series by talking about grace among us. I want to give you a reading from the scriptures tonight. It's quite lengthy, so I'm not going to put it on the screens. I'm just going to read it to you, if that's okay. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 19 says, "There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, which will bring great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And then suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off. They found Mary. They found Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." You know, the Bible account, the Bible story, as it's told from the scriptures about the birth of Jesus, which is what we celebrate at Christmas time. The Bible account, the Bible story about that is the story of God's only Son coming into our world. It's not a once upon a time story. You know, sometimes we tell our children once upon a time stories when they're little to put them to sleep at night. This story is a true story, and it's not meant to put you to sleep. It's meant to bring you to life. That's what this story is all about. Jesus came as a baby, which is amazing. But you know, the truth is, all of us came as babies. We all come as babies. We all start life as babies. And Jesus was no different in terms of his humanness. He came as a baby. He came literally as a special gift to Mary, to Joseph. But beyond that, a special gift to all the world for all time. You know, the Bible tells us that the days that Jesus was born in, this is important to understand, were very dark, dangerous, and difficult times. They were dark, dangerous, and they were difficult times that Jesus was born into. Because the people of Judea, people of Jerusalem, they were living under the rule and the tyranny of the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire, it was a government that really, it did whatever it liked to the people and treated the people as a commodity. difficult days. Life was hard in every way, and chaos surrounded their world, and there were days of uncertainty, and certainly they were days of insecurity. And so this Christmas message that I've just read to you, it was and is, as the angel said, good news, great joy, and peace for everybody. In the darkest of circumstances, in the middle of chaos, in turmoil and tribulation, in uncertainty and insecurity, Jesus arrives on the scene as a baby, declared to be the Messiah, the Saviour for all of the world. Do you know our world today? It's still difficult. It's still dark. And it's still challenging. And particularly with this pandemic that we're dealing with and been dealing with for a few years now, people tend to think today that we're in the worst of times. You know, the world is always in the worst of times. That's just the reality. We're more aware of the times now because we have the internet. We have social media to drive it. In the days when Jesus was born, they had shepherds. They had the wise men. They were the social media of the day. They spread the news about Jesus. Today, we live with such drama and we demonize so much stuff that happens in our world because the message is spread so quickly today. Something could happen on the other side of the world and within seconds, we can hear about it. We can know about it. We're more informed. We're more connected with the dramas and the difficulties and the challenges that take place in our world. But make no mistake about it, it was just as dark, if not darker. It was just as difficult, if not more difficult, in the days that Jesus was born and came into our world as a baby. And when he came, he was a breath of fresh air. When he came, there was such hope, such peace that was given to people when Jesus became a man and lived his message and his mission and died on the cross to set the people free, all the people free from the sins of the world. We sang a few Christmas carols tonight, and you know, Christmas carols are a real challenge for a church because you don't often sing them. You only sing them at Christmas time. But I love the words of carols, and one of my favourite carols, we didn't sing it tonight, but one of my favourite carols, and I think we didn't sing it because it's just so hard to sing, is O Holy Night. What a beautiful carol. It's commonly known as the most beautiful of all carols because of the melody and the lyrics. And I think the words of this carol speak to the heart of our world today in terms of what we need. Let me read you some of the words. It says, O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Saviour's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the spirit felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angels' voices. O night divine, the night when Christ was born. You know, church, the Christmas message is still a thrill of hope for a weary world to rejoice in, for a weary world. Anyone in the room just feeling a little bit weary? Anyone feeling anyone going to admit they're just feeling a little bit tired? Like if I said for 5 seconds, just close your eyes and make no noise, who would fall asleep? I think the world is pretty weary at the moment. I think we've battled pretty hard for the last few years and I know personally, just coming into December and wanting to see the year finish so we can have a little bit of a break and a little bit of a holiday and regather our strength. And I love the hope that Christmas brings and the message of Jesus coming to our world still brings today, and the peace that Jesus brings. You know, when it talks about the peace that Jesus brings, what it means the comfort of God. The comfort of God that would come to every one of us and for every one of us. There's no doubt that our world is hurting and our world needs healing. And I firmly believe and confidently believe that that healing comes in and through the person of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, probably the most noted of all Bible verses, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God so loved the world. This is how much he loved us, that he gave his only son to the world. And it goes on to say that anyone and everyone that believes in him will not perish, but have what the Bible calls everlasting life. In other words, they will live right with God, and they will live connected with God, and live eternal life forever with God. You know, the message of Christmas is this. It's that grace now is among us. Grace now is among us. And I was thinking about that word grace, because grace has several kind of definitions for us. I mean, for some people, grace is what they say before they have a meal. And you say grace, which is to give thanks. For some, grace is a name. For some, grace is the way they carry themselves. We talk of a person being really graceful or whatnot in terms of how they carry themselves. For some, they fall from grace. And so we use the word in lots of different ways. The way it's used in the Bible, it means this. Grace is defined as God's unmerited favor. And that's what it means when it says grace is among us. It means that God's unmerited, undeserved, unwarranted favor has been given to us. God gives it to us. And even further than that, grace in the Bible is defined as a person. Jesus is defined as someone that personifies grace. And Jesus is literally among us as God's gift to every single one of us. So I've got three very simple thoughts for us tonight on Christmas Eve as we prepare to celebrate Christmas together. And the first one is this. The Christmas story is all about God coming to us. That God has come to us. We celebrate the fact that he came to us when he came as a baby. This verse was read earlier in the service, Isaiah 9:6. For a child, the prophet says, a child is born to us. Everyone say to us. To us. It's in the present tense. It's to us. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. And the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I find it humorous that Jesus came pre-labeled. He came labeled with certain names, you know, in terms of what he would be called and the positions and the postures that he would hold whilst he was on earth with us. It says that his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. In other words, he will be someone that can counsel you through all the pathways and options and opportunities of life. He will be Mighty God to you. In other words, he will be there with all of his might, presence and power to deliver you. He will be an everlasting father. He will be that absolutely perfect father to every one of us. And he will be the Prince of Peace for all of us. And I love the thought that it says he's given to us. This child is given to us. This son is given to us. You know, the only way we can find out about God is if he comes to us. And that's what the Christmas story is all about. It's literally God coming to us in the form of this baby. So my thought is this, God is here for us, not just them. A lot of people make the mistake thinking that, well, this baby, the Christmas story, is all about Mary and all about Joseph and some shepherds and some wise men, the magi that came from the east. But the truth is, this story is about you. It's all about you, actually. Some of you want to hear that. It's all about, would you say it? It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all, this story is all about every single one of us, that God has come to us. And so my first thought today is that God came to us. Secondly, God came to be with us. God just wants to be with you. He just wants to be with you. He just wants to know you and for you to know him. In Matthew 1, it says this about the conception of Jesus. It says, Mary, the virgin, will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, another name for Jesus, which literally means God with us. The Christmas story is all about God not just coming to us, but God being and remaining with us. I love the fact that the Bible talks about and teaches about the fact that God will never leave us, and He will never forsake us, and He will never desert us, and He will never let us down. Others will. They'll leave you. They'll forsake you. They'll desert you. They'll betray you. But God never will. His name, Jesus, is Emmanuel, which literally means God is always with us. Whoever you are today, whatever the circumstances of your life are right now, whatever 2021 has looked like and whatever 22 possibly looks like, I want you to know that Emmanuel, this little baby that was God in the flesh, is literally still with us in terms of, the Bible says, His Spirit that lives on in us and abides in every single one of us. The last thought that I have in terms of this Christmas story is that God also came for us. So He came to us. He came to be with us, but He came for us. He came for you. He came for you. He came for me. He came for every single one of us. You know, the truth of the Christmas story is that the story is all about us. It's all about us. And Jesus doesn't mind sharing the stage with us with this thought in terms of Christmas, that the message that He came to bring was that I came for you. I came for your hurt, your pain. I came for your circumstance, your situation. I came for whatever's going on in your world and whatever's gone on in your world. I came for your sin. I came for your mistakes. I came for your past. I came for your brokenness. I came to redeem you. I came to restore you. I came to help you and stand by you. Literally, the Christmas story is grace among us. The message of Christmas is, for today a Saviour has been born, which is Christ the Lord, and He will bring you peace. He will bring and be great news and great joy for all of us. He will set us free from guilt and pain and shame. He will give forgiveness to every human being that calls upon the name of the Lord, is what the Bible says. None are turned away. None are turned away from His presence. So in other words, He's the God that gives new starts. He's the God that gives new beginnings. And maybe you need a new start. And maybe you need a new beginning. Well, why don't you open it up as God's gift to you this year? It's called grace. Grace given to you. And so Jesus is with us no matter what we face. In the middle of this pandemic, whatever that means for you, He's with you and He's here for you. So the message of Christmas is God is with us, grace among us. And in the words of the Apostle Paul, who wrote this in the book of Corinthians, he said, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Tomorrow you're going to open some gifts that will leave you lost for words. Maybe not in a good way. You know, like lost words. I mean, what do you say? What do you say? Some gifts are like that, aren't they? Some gifts will take your breath away for a good reason. Other gifts, you'll just look at it and go, wow, thank you. You ever opened a gift like that? You ever re-gifted a gift like that? You ever given a gift like that? I pray that every gift you open tomorrow takes your breath away. Because it's not really about the gift, it's about the giver. The giver. And the Bible says our Father loves us so much that He gave His only Son. Yet the thing is, when you open up that gift called Jesus and you allow Him into your world and into your life and you lean into Him and you trust Him and you obey Him and you allow Him to forgive you of your sins and bring healing to your heart, what happens is that's a gift that just keeps giving. And every time you look at it, you go, thank God for that gift. Thank God for that gift. It's kind of gift you open it up and you go, wow, unbelievable. I'm going to open up some of those gifts tomorrow. Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. They better be around the tree. They better be around the tree. God's got amazing gifts for you. amazing gifts for you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Really want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a God bless holiday season. And, you know, whatever it looks like, because it looks different for all of us, Christmas, because Christmas is what we make it. It's what we make it. Enjoy some time with friends, with family, if you are fortunate enough to have family around you and with you. Be kind to people. Be nice to people. Cut people a little bit of grace, a little bit of slack over the holiday period particularly, and just make sure you enjoy this holiday season. We love you and we're praying for you. We're praying for a very, very happy and God bless 2022. We're going to finish the night with another carol. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet at the conclusion of the carol. Anyone that wants a hamper tonight, the good news is you get a hamper. And so over to the left of where I am on stage, you'll see the red hamper tree. Pastor Darrell will be over there just controlling things and helping people to receive their hamper. So God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being with us on Christmas Eve. Thank you.